Alex Berwegger's with us with New Holland. Alex, you guys are showing off a new baler here at the Farm Machinery Show. Tell us a bit about the New Holland baler you guys have here.
Yes, we have the Rollbelt 561 here at the show. This was launched at Farm Progress over the summer, so this is the first winter show that we're bringing this baler to. This is all new for model year 26. Off the bat, it is a new styling. It's all yellow now, so going with our global appearance, commonizing our harvesting and hay equipment. Some of the improvements to this baler, specific to the 5x6, which really focused around some of the commercial operators and corn stalk baling. Up front, we have a dual roller wind guard. So up front of that wind guard, we have a big, like 8.4 inch roller, really pushing that crop mat down and pulling it in. And then the smaller roll behind it, that's to help with crop to come into the chamber and not stall. That roller helps to keep the crop flowing into the chamber. Paired with that, inside of the baler, our DNA is having the tightest core, square shoulder type bales, best appearance, and that is from our forming rolls. Our forming rolls take a lot of pressure. So what we've done with the model year 26 is we now have a one-piece extruded roll. What that means is it starts out as a 7 millimeter thick roll, a tube, and it goes through dies to actually create the ribs to engage the crop to pull it in. So that creates a very strong, reliable roll that, honestly, those forming rolls are going to last longer than the baler. And then the other piece we added in were active scales.
Okay, really?
So sort of like a feed wagon, we have load cells on each axle and up on the front of the A-frame tongue, as well as an inclinometer. So if you're on a hillside or anything, it can compensate for that hill to give you an accurate weight. That is an active system, as I mentioned. So that means as soon as crop touches the inside of that baler, it's weighing how heavy that is. So there's no weight. We like to say you get the weight without the weight. And then as soon as the bale is made, it's wrapped, the tailgate opens, it stores that weight. And with our connected platform now, that can be sent to the cloud and then viewed on our Field Ops app, where you can see real time what that weight was, what the moisture was, the size. And with the advanced packages, you can get real time where that location is.
I like the pickup on this. It looks like, you know, you look at the pickup on the front here, you're not going to miss much hay with that.
No, this is, I believe it's the widest in the industry. And now with that dual roller wind guard, the wide pickup, as well as the 5-bar tines that we have in there, and that roller wind guard, it makes for a hay-eating machine.
A lot of times you go behind a roller, you say, well, man, they missed some there, but you're not going to miss much with that one.
No, you will not. And it's matched to be paired with that bale chamber, so that way you get good crop flow and crop stream into that bale chamber to make a good evenly distributed bale.
And to have the weight to be able to weigh as you're going along, I mean, that makes a difference because farmers and especially your custom operators want to make sure they're getting everything pretty consistent.
Absolutely. So consistency is one thing. You can take a look at that throughout the field, but this also gives operations the chance to sell by the weight rather than sell by the bale. So that way you're not giving away or losing opportunity in your bottom line, which is very tight these days.
You know, your wrapping attachment here on the front, very easily accessible. And a lot of times that's sometimes hard for farmers. It's like, I got to change out, but very easy to get to.
Absolutely, yeah. So the net, it does swing out. So there's a bar there that you can slide the tube on there. A 5-foot-wide tube of net is pretty heavy and awkward, but you just have to get the end of the tube started on that crossbar, slide it up on there, and then feed it through the rolls in there, and you're good to go.
You showed it off back in the summer here at the Farm Machinery Show. Is it available widely across the market at that time?
Yeah, so these went into production last fall, and they're already started to show up at dealers. So anybody in your area, they should be able to start seeing them at their dealerships. In your area, maybe more the 4x5 and 4x6, some 5x6. So that could be anything from a Rollbelt 451, Rollbelt 461, or like we have here, Rollbelt 561.
Sure. And easily, I mean, you're pulling it here with one of your standard wheelbase tractors, but I mean, easily pulled by your tractors and connects to the technology, which I think is vital today.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is an IsoBus baler from the factory. That's how it's configured. So it talks with our tractors very, very well. If you have one of our tractors with a display inside, you can run the baler monitor on that display. So you don't need to add that extra display in the cab and have a wall of TVs in there.
Yeah, I like that. Alex, I know folks can check it out, certainly newholland.com on your website, or H&R Agropower, one of our great dealers in Kentucky.
Absolutely, yes. So newholland.com, our social medias as well to check out some stuff there. And any of your local dealers is a great resource to go kick the tires and talk about demo opportunities or what could work for their operation.